One of my favorite songs is The Piano Man, and I was wondering what exactly the story is behind all of the lyrics.
Okay. All of the characters in that song actually were real people. John at the bar was this guy named John, and he... And he was at the bar. There was, Davey was in the Navy. And probably still is, you know. And let's see, the waitress is practicing, the waitress is actually my first ex-wife. Well, I have to get used to first ex-wife and second ex-wife now. It's a new thing. But let's not even get into that. Okay, so she was a cocktail waitress while I was playing the piano at this place for a while. And let's see, what else happened in that song? And the waitress pranked upon things. As the businessmen slowly get, businessmen actually got stoned in the place. They're sharing a drink, they call it better than drinking alone. Right, okay. A real estate novelist, okay, good question. Paul is a real estate novelist. Paul was this guy who was a real estate broker, but he was writing the great American novel. And Paul was always saying, I'm writing a book, I'm writing a book. I'm like the great American novel. You know, Paul, what do you do, like, you know, normally? Well, real estate. So that's a real estate novelist. Explains that. Let's see, what else? It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Okay. Regular crowd shuffles in. Old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic. Okay, a little... A little bit of poetic license there. wasn't really making love to his tonic and gin, because that could be pretty gross, actually. He says, son, can you play me Memory? I'm not really sure what goes. Saying a sweet note, completing a younger man's clothes. Okay, he didn't rhyme, actually, when he said it. But he essentially asked me, you know, can you sing an old song? Oh, la da 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 da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Self-explanatory. Sing a song, piano man, sing a song. Okay. Now, John the bar's friend of mine gets me my drinks for free. True. Free drinks. The gigs suck, but free drinks, hey, you know. And he's quick with a joke. He was always telling jokes. Light up your smoke. I used to smoke. Oh, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? That actually happened. I was doing that gig during a time in my life. I was signed to a record company. A lot of people might think Billy Joel is piano man guy, like I did piano man, like I played in a piano bar for years. I didn't. I only played in a piano bar for about 6 months because I had signed a bad deal, and I realized the only way I was going to get out of this deal was to wait the people at this production company, record company, who had signed me. I had to wait them out. And I was defiantly decided, you ain't going to get nothing out of me. So you might as well renegotiate with, you know, another record company, because I'm not going to give you anything anymore. They were pretty rotten people. And I'm sure there's a future lawyer here who's going to figure out. Maybe there's a lawsuit there somewhere. So... I went to Los Angeles in the early 70s, which at the time was the center of the music industry. Los Angeles was really where everything was happening in the music business in the early 70s. And I got a job playing the piano. I used my middle name, Martin. My real name is William Martin Joel. That's my full name, Billy Joel, William Martin Joel. People think I made the name Billy Joel up, which kind of, you know, I said, well, I would come up with something better than that if I was going to make a name up. You know. William, I can't become William Joel. William is William Joel. But Bill you know, like I'm 45 now. I'm not Billy anymore. I don't feel like a Billy. I feel like a Bill. Billy is like a kid's name, but Bill Joel is sort of, is very short. Bill Joel, like a doorbell, you know? Bill Joel. So I'm stuck with Billy Joel. But my middle name was Martin, so I became Bill Martin. Bill Martin of the keyboards, right? That's it. Hey, how you doing? Hey. Somebody would ask me for a song. I didn't know the song from A Hole in the Wall, but if you play enough major sevenths, you can make a lot of songs sound like other songs. Yeah. Who's this guy? What? He's just doing his job, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Not a song, yet reminiscent of a song. The shadow of a song. So, and I, you know, free drinks. So I did this gig for 6 months, and people would come up to me and go, "You're too good for this place. What are you doing here? Why don't you, I can get you a record deal," because everybody in Hollywood is an entrepreneur. They go, "I can get you a deal. I can hook you up with a producer. I know a producer." Everybody in Los Angeles is a producer. I don't really know what a producer is. I thought it was somebody who produces. But produces what, you know? In Hollywood, they produce producing, you know? You know, I produce sweat, really. I mean, we're all producers. We produce bodily byproducts, you know? We're all producers. So, and they would say, "What are you doing here? Man, what are you doing here?" And I would say, "Oh, no, I love it here. I hate the music business. I want to be here." I was lying through my teeth, but I really didn't want to deal with another shyster, essentially, was what was going on. So it was a true story. And I thought, as I was playing in this gig, I said, "I've got to write a song about this." I said, "Nobody's going to believe this. I got to write a song about this." And essentially, that's where the idea came from. So a very long answer to a very short question.